Kilayim, Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet, Ein Koshin Esasus, Lo Litzidde HaKaron. One is not allowed to tie a horse to the side of a wagon, V'loy La'acher HaKaron, and also not in back of the wagon. So the Rav explains that in front of this wagon, they had cattle that was moving the wagon, and even though the horse was just put on the side to train, to walk with the wagon, and eventually pull the wagon, just like the cattle does, we're afraid that the horse that is going to go behind the wagon, and the Rav explains, he's going to push it, and then at the same time, you're going to have cattle and horse doing work and pushing the wagon and making the wagon move at the same time, and that we're not allowed to do. V'loas aluvdikim lagmalim, and also not luvdikim. The Rav says it's a chamor from Lud, and they're very strong. Why do we speak about this as well? Now here we're talking about luvdikim lagmalim, where the gmalim, the camels, were the animals that were pulling the wagon. And on the side were these luvdikim, these type of donkeys, stronger than normal donkeys. And they would go on the side and the back. So why do we have to speak of this case too? So the Tiferes Yisrael explains, because gamalim, camels, were very strong. And they're even stronger than these luvdikim, than these donkeys. Even so, in this case, one would think that the camels are somewhat stronger, that even if the luvdikim were tied there to train them, if they eventually would push from the back, it's no big deal because the camels were so strong by themselves. Still, the chiddush is, the Mishnah teaches us that even so, we're still concerned, and we do not allow the luvdikim to be tied and do this as well. All the more so, a horse with the cattle, because a horse, I'm not sure if the horse is stronger than the cattle, but it sounds like that's what he's saying. So all the more so that that's going to be understandably usher. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol ha'noladim min asus, af al pi shavin chamor, mutarim zeh mzeh. Any animal that comes from a sus, meaning the mother is a horse, af al pi shavin chamor, even though their father is a donkey, mutarim zeh mzeh. So if you have a male and a female, the male, mom was a horse, female, her mom was a horse. That's why they get along so well. So the Rav says, we don't say that the part of the father, which is the chamor, has any effect on the side that's a sus, the mother that's a horse, and therefore each of them is looked at as solely like a horse, and it's not a problem, even though their fathers are chamors. Now, Taisus Yantiv says, we already said earlier that we're not choshish in lezera'av. We don't take the father's seed into consideration. So what's the chiddush? I mean, the halacha is obviously like Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. So the havamin is like this, that even though that we held earlier, that when we had the case in the previous Mishnah where one's mother was a horse, one's mother was a donkey, even though the fathers were vice versa. But in any event, since the mothers were different, we said, Ein choshish in lezera'av. This one's mother was a donkey, this one's mother was a horse. And because of that, it was kilayim and it's aser. And even if the fathers were vice versa, and by mixing the father into the equation, it would be mutter, because now you have both sides in each of them. Still, we were a machmir. So even though that I said that we don't take the father's seed into consideration in the previous Mishnah, I would just think that that's l'chumra. That's when we're machmir and strict. But to be lenient and be makel in this case, here in a case where the mothers are the same, but maybe we would take the father into consideration to be strict. But I'm going to be machmir and say, you know what? There's a piece of a donkey in this mixture, and that's going to mess up the horse that's in the mixture. And it's going to be a problem. So that's why this Mishnah tells us that no matter what the father is, you go by the mother, even if the father of one is a donkey and the father of the other is a donkey, and they're both mothers are horses, we don't care at all where the father comes from. And the Mishnah ends, but ones that come from a mother that's a horse, that are born from one that's mother was a donkey, those two are usher from each other, even if their parents were the opposite. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, just like in the previous Mishnah.